Greetings, you're listening to St. Paul's Unseen Dimension. My name is Tom, and today is Tuesday, May 17th, and the year is 2022. How was your day? Good? Well, that's awesome, because my day was fairly decent, too. Today I mowed my yard, much to the chagrin of my neighbors. Nothing says, good morning, asshole. Running your lawnmower, your chainsaw, your weed eater, and your leaf blower before 9 a.m. And that was me. I was that asshole this morning. Will I apologize? No. Mostly because I got the front of my house actually looking like we live here as opposed to the Munsters house or the Addams Family house. It doesn't look like every day is Halloween here anymore, or, they're going to roll up and find bodies someday after they quit mowing the yard. No, I actually, this is going to be the year I take back the yard from nature, mostly because I've got all these volunteer trees and they're growing up everywhere, and I can't kill them fast enough, no matter how hard I try. But I do have a strange phenomena going on right now. I've got some trees that grew up next to the house, and they've got they're blackened, like they've been irradiated. It's very strange. It's almost as if, that Wi-Fi stuff actually does some damage to trees. I would never have guessed in a million years. You know, that 2.4 and 4.8 gigahertz stuff, or whatever it is that being pumped out. All I know is that's all I did was I ran a chainsaw. The last couple of days I've run a chainsaw, cut down so much stuff, and then of course cleaned up my yard. All of the rose bushes that I had are all dead because they were all the nutrients were sucked out of the soil from these little volunteer trees, and so I'm gonna be replacing all of that stuff. Little landscaping this year to make the house presentable. Possibly to sell. Who knows? I don't know. I like living in St. Paul for the most part because now I don't look quite like the raging asshole and psychopath. Mostly because, the neighborhood has taken such a turn to where I actually look like an upstanding citizen, law-abiding, in fact. And, I could almost be mistaken for one of those uppity white people. So I feel pretty good about that. It's kind of nice. But that's pretty much how my day went for the most part. I did run some errands, did some adult stuff. Tomorrow I have to rent a truck and then haul a bunch of crap away, which I'm going to do. Or I could get a wood chipper and just mulch the shit out of all that stuff I've got sitting out there. I'm thinking about doing that too. But, that's churching up the house kind of stuff. That's not really what this show's about. Excuse me. It's weird. I got a whole bunch of exercise, and all of a sudden it's like my body reacted in such a way that I wasn't prepared for it. It's like sore muscles. What the hell is that about? And so that was me this morning. I woke up all crippled up. You have to excuse me. Gotta adjust some stuff. There we go. Oof. Had to move my belt buckle. It was like pinching me or something. I don't know what's going on there. It's like I've got like a strange nerve cluster because of apparently I've lost some weight, and but it's in these funny places that I don't expect. It's like, why does my back hurt? Oh, that's where my belt is touching now. Oh, that's weird. That's not. I may have to do some squats so that I have some more glute to hold my pants up. Jesus, turning into one of those old men with no butt. It's just there it is. That's probably more information than you needed to hear. I apologize for that stunning visual, but you know what? You'll get used to it because I say shit that nobody should listen to. Let's see. What else is going on in the world? Oh, yeah. Excuse me. So you've got the bullshit that went on the Hill today, Capitol Hill, because they were talking about UFOs. And it was everything that I said it was going to be. It is exactly what I said it was going to be. And what's really funny, and this is the one that gets me, right, is that a congressman has claimed that U.S. has wreckage recovered from UFOs as the phenomena takes center stage. And here in Washington, apparently, Representative Tim Burchett, a longtime advocate for disclosure, told the Sun Online that he has been informed by reliable sources that material has been recovered from the objects or craft that have been reported in the skies over the U.S. The Tennessee Republican declined to elaborate further, as he said the information has been passed to him in a classified setting. He has been told by multiple sources that they have recovered something from these crafts. He was speaking just hours before the UFO hearing in Washington as the topic steps from the fringe into the mainstream, of course. The UFO discussion in the U.S. has shifted from conspiracy theories to a genuine national security concern after a string of servicemen and defense officials came forward regarding their strange encounters. Now, what's really funny is that he goes on to say, however, he warned he does not have faith in the upcoming congressional hearing, believing that whatever the U.S. knows will be continued to be covered up by institutions here in Washington. He said that full disclosure that revealed evidence of alien life visiting Earth could change the world, believing he believes it would help people put terrestrial differences to bed. It would do away with the boogeymen from overseas. Oh, wow. Jiminy Christmas. He's paraphrasing Ronald Reagan. And so anyway, he says that the public needs to know about the truth of what is going on with UFOs. All we do is cover up. Let's be transparent. What is wrong with telling people and the world that we've got this, we're going to share it, and we can figure out what it is together? I don't think a lot is going to come from the hearings it's bringing into the people who created the problem to fix the problem. Well, no shit, Tim. Jesus Christ. Well, anyway, apparently he's blasted the recent bogus Pentagon reports on UFOs as being like Swiss cheese due to the amount of redactions, and said, this is what we know, this is what we don't know, we can do and should do better. And I'm just going to come right out and say it. If you thought that you were going to get any kind of truth out of Congress with this topic, you are out of your mind. Here's why. Because in 1947, and if you know anything about technology, right, human beings were at a certain plateau. And then 47 happens, and by 1950, we're all of a sudden dealing with transistor radios and all kinds of tiny little things. Technology got smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller with more and more power behind it. If computers, and here's the thing, is that if the automobile had evolved at the same geometric rate as computers have, right? You know how our cell phone basically it consolidated five or six different kinds of technology? Like we have computing power, we have internet surfing capability, we have telecommunications, we have music, entertainment, video, all of this stuff. Cameras. We can shoot 4K. My phone actually can shoot 8K video. You've got all of these things built in, right, to one cell phone. Imagine if your car had evolved at the same rate as a computer. You would have a car that would get over 1,000 miles to the gallon and could probably fly and maybe even take you to the edge of space. But I digress. See, that's the thing, is that certain technologies have, in fact, grown out of the technology that we have recovered. These things were given to companies like Raytheon, McDonnell Douglas, telecommunications industries like Ma Bell, in fact, and all of these other companies that have been able to dissect and re-engineer all of, or should say reverse engineer, these technologies, right? They've only gotten so far because the technology that we are dealing with basically borders on the magical. The laws of physics don't apply because they have these things, these elements that exist outside of our known reality. They've had to manufacture different types of periodic table elements. And for anyone to sit there and think that we have stumbled upon all this technology and just in one random chance from like 1947 on, without a little help from, you know, above, you'd be, you know, take a look at the technology we were using prior to 1947. We had just invented radar and sonar. that's, you know, that was pretty high tech, but that was a war driven necessity. And by the time the 50s showed up, next thing you know, we were stumbling into something we hadn't seen before. New technologies, new types of communication. Computers were starting to become a lot more powerful. You know, just a lot of things changed after 47. And the reason why it did is because we had this stuff. We were able to find it, you know, capture it, find whatever. And then, like I said, you know, put the very best and brightest on it to dissect it and sort it out, figure out how these things work. And there's been a lot of things over the years that has come out about it. We here as the private sector, those of us who buy and, you know, like the technology that we have in our TVs and stuff like that, these giant, beautiful screens and stuff like that, that we have for, you know, our televisions and our phones and all that stuff. All of that came as the result of all of this technology. Sure, there's a certain amount of human innovation, but once you figure out how certain things work, the next thing you know, you're just putting puzzle pieces together. It's not that I don't give the human race credit for the ability to be ingenious or have the ability to ferret things out or invent technology. It's just that a lot of this stuff is a little bit outside of our purview. I'm of the mind that humanity has had the reset button hit on it more than a few times. And I think our education system right now isn't doing us any favors. It's not teaching us how to be inventive or critically think. It basically is teaching us how to just simply maintain the status quo where technology is concerned. And I think that that was starting to happen during the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. The reason why I say that is because communism was implemented in 1913. And shortly thereafter, we started to implement a lot of that sort of nonsense in our own country. The standard for education started to drop precipitously since 1913. You take a look at what you had to just graduate high school in 1913 versus what you have to do now to graduate high school. Night and day difference. Night and day difference. And so that being said, when you dumb down a population, then you're left with airplane culture. Those who are waiting for waste to drop out of the sky so that they wait, you can sort of figure it out. The imagination is gone. The creativity is gone. The ability to think critically is gone. So like I was saying, after 47, a lot of this stuff is alien technology re-engineered for humans to use. But I digress. But whenever I see this this nonsense, at least one guy is honest about what it is. You know, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, they're talking about how it's a potential security threat, and so anyway, they showed the video here, and I'm gonna be honest with you, I was not impressed. So what are we looking at here? And it's just like a little blip, it's a dot, you know, on the screen, and you know they've enhanced it a bit, but it's crap. And then I remember seeing this, three Army veterans, a black guy, an Indian, and a white guy. These guys here were, apparently they saw something. They saw an extraterrestrial vehicle in the Sinai Peninsula. This is old news. This is old news. This is something that I remember reading about quite a long time ago, actually. And I'm going to be honest with you. Am I supposed to be impressed? Because this stuff happens all the time. And then apparently there's another article where I read that they are actually, they were investigating alien abduction phenomena within the military, which I thought was interesting too, because these things do happen. They do. You've got people in our prison system that just disappear periodically and then they show up again. You know, there are things that happen for a reason. Alien abduction happens all over the place. I don't know if you read it, but Mexico is missing more than 100,000 people in its country. I don't know if you paid any attention to that, but that's something interesting. More than 100,000 people have officially gone missing in Mexico. And that's a grim milestone, apparently, that they have highlighted at the United Nations on Tuesday, a tragedy of enormous proportions. They don't know if these people have disappeared as the result of drug violence. They don't have any idea where these people went. Did they go to America? Did they go north or south? Where did they go? These people just evaporated off the face of the earth. And nobody seems to be, and here's the thing, is that the Mexican government doesn't seem to have any desire to solve those problems. But apparently, the committee's report was rejected by President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who said his government would not tolerate impunity or corruption. Needless to say, they seem to be pretty tolerant of it, considering. And there's the state apparently is apathetic to the plight of all of these families who have lost loved ones. And they say they have found some 37,000 unidentified bodies that are being held in forensic services throughout civil organizations. And the number may be much higher. And, of course, the Red Cross is saying there's upwards of 100,000 people that are missing. And it is absolutely insane. They've had like 340,000 deaths, mostly attributed to organized crime since 2006. I just absolutely am staggered by this. I'm absolutely floored by this. And people here in my country think that a wide open border is a great idea. I'm not going to be political about this. This is just something that that just needs to be said. If you have a bill, if you have a bad neighbor, you build a fence. It's just that simple. Let's say you have a good neighbor, but they've got bad pets. You build a fence. Anyway. But more of this this UFO stuff. They're talking about it being a security threat issue, and I'm like, no, it's not. It's not. I think what bothers me the most is that everyone wants to treat the UFO thing like these are immediately going to be hostile creatures. Like there's only one kind of alien out there. First things first, let's just dispense with the idea of the word alien. Alien means to be different or to be foreign in some way that is different than what you are. In this universe, there are living and non-living things. Those of us who are the living, we are all one. I don't mean that necessarily that bugs, spiders, scorpions, because those fuckers can fuck right off. I'm talking about living creatures that have a certain amount of sentience. I understand that there's an argument to be made about scorpions being self-aware and suicidal, and I get that. However, scorpions can fuck right off too. So, I don't know how many times I could say that without any, you know. Anyway, I have a phobia about anything with more than eight legs or four. Let's just say that bugs bother me, but spiders and scorpions, they just, anyway, not cool. That being said, those of us, those creatures that have a certain amount of sentience, whether they be whales, dolphins, humans, we're all part of this genus of creatures that all exist. Now, the creatures that might come from another dimension, creatures that might come from another universe, things that might have been here before us, after us, who knows, time travel, it doesn't matter. If it's sentient enough to make the trip here, it's obviously got an agenda. However, I think this pretense that our government knows nothing is the equivalent of a five-year-old breaking a bunch of shit and then the parents coming home going, what the hell is this? And then the kid saying, it was like this when I got here. You were here the whole fucking time. That's, and those of you who are parents, you probably get this. I'm not a parent. I just have pets. But I have that experience behind me. It's like, I was gone for an hour. Why did you destroy the couch? It was like that when I got here. You were here the entire time. You know, I've had that conversation with a 32-pound rabbit once. It's complicated. Anyway, where I'm going with all of this stuff here is our government and governments around the world, they have been dealing with this topic since 1947, if not earlier. I honestly believe that extraterrestrial contact or non-terrestrial creatures have been in the mix probably since, since the inception of humanity. And I think there are, like I was saying, there's two levels of our civilization, those who are in the know and those of the rest of us. Those of us who are paid lip service, we don't know anything about the extraterrestrials, even though we've recovered several of their broken craft. You know, no, here's what happened. And this is another thought that I had. We provide a service when accidents happen. Think of us as the tow truck service that has to pull these fucking cars apart. In 1947, two craft went down in Roswell, New Mexico. One on this one ranch, Mac Brazel's ranch, and another one miles away it crashed. But there were two crash sites. And you know what the United States government did? We were the towing company that did the cleanup on that accident, because I have a feeling it was two ships. They materialized in the same point and they crashed into each other, bouncing each other around. One hits the Brazel Ranch, and then the other one went wherever it went, limped off, and then crashed too. This is us. We're the tow truck driver that shows up, doesn't ask any questions. And then here's the thing, is that there's an intergalactic insurance company that says, it's more expensive to go retrieve it and fix it than it is to just leave it there on the side of the road. Basically, they're either Geico or Progressive. But where I'm going with this, again, is that humanity, we're more or less just, those of us down here on the lower level, we're thriving on the scraps of what comes from above. All of this technology, all that stuff, all of that that wonderful technology that we have in our lives right now is an infinitesimal amount of potential compared to what other people have on the other tier of human society. There's an unseen group of people that run this planet that have access to things that we will never have. They will have access to medical care that goes far beyond what we believe in, what we think is even possible, because they've got people, and they've always had people, helping them from above and helping them stay in power. Do you think the Queen of England is actually just going to die one of these days? No, she's going to get a cloned body, and her consciousness is going to be put into it, because she's been a good little servant here. Just like all these other assholes in our government that have been making all this money all these decades and stuff like that. They think that for whatever reason that they've made enough money to buy their way into immortality. So this joke that these aliens are a security threat? Fuck no. There's already agreements in place between our governments all around the world and whoever it is that they talk to on the outside world. And the private sector is an intermediary where they take this information that's exchanged, and that's where we get our new products and stuff like that. And everybody makes out but the American and regular people all over the world. The American people, we're consumers. Why do you think every year we have to have a new cell phone, new gadgets and new technology, bigger and cheaper TVs and all this other dumb shit that there's literally going to be a landfill dedicated to dead technology one of these days, probably off in the desert somewhere, with a bunch of technology that still fucking works 50 years, 100 years from now. What blows my damn mind, and it's not hard to do anymore because I'm just I'm mystified at how absolutely ignorant people are of how the world really works. But the fact is, we are not the top tier society. We are at the bottom rung of human society. There's a tier above us that exists in a way that we can't even begin to comprehend. And it would be great if people would just simply understand that all of this dog and pony show shit is exactly that. It is a joke. It is an absolute joke on the rest of us. Because these guys that control all of this magical technology that they have managed to glean from all of these crashed alien ships and stuff like that, they're the gatekeepers. And the only time that we get a sample or even a taste of this stuff is when there's money to be made and they've got it ready to go to market. That's the truth. That is the fact. You know, when you see that movie Elysium and you see those healing beds and they've got them up on Elysium for the uber rich people, you know, those people who they can basically come back from the dead, you know, from reconstruction, cellular reconstruction and stuff like that. They probably have that technology now. Here in America, they probably have it at Bill Gates' house, although I don't know why that keeps making him a fat, pregnant man. I will never understand why he looks like that. But the reason why they do that, though, is because in 30 years, after he's faked his own death, he's gonna regenerate his body, and he's just going to be doing the same shit all over again. I think that's how a lot of the stuff happens. I think a lot of the stuff operates that way. You've got people that have done this song and dance so many times that they're absolutely fucking crazy. And we just pretend that they're what they are. Take a look at Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. There's that photographic evidence that he's some kind of time traveler or some kind of guy that exists out of time. What if he's like so fucking filthy rich that he's got one of those little pods and he can, you know, fake his own death, you know, let himself get old and then fake his death. And then next thing you know, boop, he gets in the machine and then he's back to being 26 again. And then, you know, then he goes off to become a carpenter or maybe a bricklayer or maybe, you know, a truck driver. And you're like, you know, you look just like, you know, yeah, I know, but I'm not. I've got a whole different name, you know. I know that sounds like far-fetched and probably a little insane, but I think that if you pay attention to all of this stuff and you honestly believe that your government will ever tell you the truth about just anything, you would be gravely mistaken. I'm looking at all of this stuff and, you know, it's like, ooh, look at this picture of a dot. Ooh, it's a white and gray dot. It's a circle. Oh, and then there's this other bullshit too, you know, and just, I watched all of the stuff that I could stomach today. And I'm going to be frank. I think the time has come to more or less just tell these assholes, just stop it. Stop playing the fucking game. Either tell us the truth or fuck right off. It's just that simple. All you have to do, you know, to allay all of the bullshit, right? Why don't you equip all of those goddamn military aircraft with 8K fucking video cameras? It can't be that hard to do it. I know for a fact because my cell phone, which has been dropped a million times, can operate just fine. So getting something that's durable that will actually take good photos, especially video, should not be that hard to equip on a goddamn aircraft. Doesn't matter if it's military or not. Doesn't matter what retard's flying it. You've got smart people that can fucking manage a joystick. I'm pretty goddamn sure that they can turn on a gun camera. It's not that hard. I have a lot of faith in our soldiers and our military. I'm pretty sure that even on their worst fucking day, they would have no problems getting good footage if they had the right goddamn equipment. You cannot tell me that just because we're flying fifth generation fighters that they're still running on a Commodore 64 fucking computer system. That's bullshit. Jesus H. Criminy. I'm sitting here looking at just the absolute audacity these people have, showing us photos that are so fucking blurry, you might as well have just taken your thumb and just stuck it all over the damn thing and pretended that was something that you were actually looking at. Who these people think they are is beyond me. You know, it just, yeah, we're going to hold a symposium on UFOs and extraterrestrials and all this other shit, and we're not going to show you anything that will give you any fucking idea what's really out there. Meanwhile, and this is the other thing that just galls me, right? You've got people out there claiming to be alien abductees who can't get video footage. You've got people out there that every time they do shoot video footage, whenever it goes up on YouTube, it's supposed to be in 4K. It looks like it's in 480p. Every single time. And it's just like, oh, that's inconclusive to me. I don't know what the real footage looks like because it's a shit, you know, it's shit quality video. Like I said, my camera shoots 8K video. And if I see an alien or I see extraterrestrial activity, you better damn well believe, as long as they don't fucking abduct me or they know that I'm looking at them, I am going to break out the camera. These assholes, they fucking know when you're looking at them. But anyway, I'm making jokes. Somebody, with all of these goddamn cameras we've got in the world, somebody out there should be able to shoot some decent quality video without fucking going, oh my god, you know, just like Jesus H. Christ, hold the fucking camera still. Try to orient the goddamn camera. Try to get something in there for scale if you can, but quit zooming in and out and quit making it all jerky. Jesus Christ. I sound a lot like my dad. My dad would have these rants every once in a while, and they would build up. But his were usually alcohol-fueled, and they wouldn't make a whole lot of sense. Not that this is going anywhere particular or makes any sense either. I mean, if you're just now coming into this and you're like, oh, Christ, what's he going on about now? If you've ever had a father that was out of control after a few beers, you'll know what I'm talking about. At least when I present this material, and I know it's bullshit, I'm not trying to pretend that it's anything but. You've got these assholes like Stephen Greer and all these other fucking phonies out there that have been in this circuit for 30 plus years, sometimes even 40 years. These assholes have been around selling you fucking snake oil with regards to UFOs. And then they keep holding out the hope. They keep telling you to keep paying attention and keep pretending that, you know, that it's eventually going to happen and they're going to be there. They're not going to be there. These are the gatekeepers. These, you know, maybe talking about gatekeepers of technology. Well, these are the gatekeepers of truth. These are the paid opposition types. You know, Art Bell, and I talked about him once before. He was really one of those chief architects of getting past all the bullshit. He was the guy that had all of the really good guests on. The guests that were, I want to say they were just like the common guy. You know, they weren't big names or any of that stuff. He started off with, kind of like this. Talked about overnight stuff, talked about paranormal stuff, and he was great to listen to. But he would have these guests on that were actually just kind of salt of the earth people that had actually experienced something they couldn't explain. And that went on until he got really popular. And then he started to deal in the 9/11 truth movement quite a bit. And then shortly after that, his son was killed. And then from then on out, he more or less just dropped out. He basically said, I'm done. Although he, you know, and then George Norrie took over quite a bit. And God bless Art Bell for being, I want to say, the forefather of paranormal radio. That guy was somebody that I actually enjoyed listening to when he still had his show. George Norrie, he's part of the same paid opposition crowd. Him, Whitley Strieber, all these guys that came out with stuff during the late 80s, early 90s in order to kind of ride that wave of strangeness, you know. And then it became aliens are telling us to save the planet. The big green initiative, communism, all of that stuff. All of that nonsense came about as the result of the movement being co-opted by, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, a government faction That's probably part of the military-industrial complex, probably military intelligence, if I'm not mistaken, because those guys deal in manipulation of popular culture, popular thinking, and you want to talk about it, just an absolutely deadly organization. They're far worse than Delta Force. These guys can take a society and turn it on its head. And if you don't believe me, take a look at what's going on right outside your front door with all this pronoun shit, with all of these people talking about how, you know, we've got to respect 150 different genders. Nothing makes sense. You've got people that are commandeering the truth, saying the Russian laptop stuff, you know, was Russian disinformation with Hunter Biden and all of that crap. Not going anywhere near the truth that there was money exchanged between China and Russia and Hunter Biden. This is political. I'm gonna dial it back. But if you take a look at all of this bullshit, right? There's this unseen hand that's been driving our culture and has been co-opting all of these individual movements in order to gain control so that way truth can be held from the masses. And once you realize that that's the agenda, it's so much easier to pick out the key players and the people who are part of that system. I have seen, I want to say, a conservative estimate for all of the UFO shit that I have watched over the last 30 years, I would say I have watched no less than probably maybe 1,000 hours worth of stuff. I've watched countless documentaries and countless TV shows about the paranormal. I remember when sightings came out during the 1990s. I thought that was awesome. Even before then, it was shows like In Search Of, narrated by Leonard Nimoy. Before that, it was Project Blue Book, you know, and then prior to that, you know, it was all of these different little escapist type pseudo documentary shows on the paranormal. And a lot of this stuff, when it was presented, especially with the evidence that they could find at the time, it was actually well done. It was well constructed and it was honest. It was intellectually honest. And that's the hard part. Because now everything is a contrivance. It's all sensationalized, you know. And if you've seen the hype behind this stupid bullshit at Congress, you know, with the UFO thing, you see all these people talking about how fucking amazing it's going to be and how much really, you know, we're really going to see a lot of information. But you had one guy, Tim Burchett, say, this is going to be bullshit. It's all bullshit. It's going to be nothing but bullshit. And he was the only guy that was honest. Much like Rand Paul was the only guy that's been honest that I can see with regards to the Ukrainian stuff. We have a profound problem with intellectual honesty in our country. And the reason why is because people have been lied to for so long and simply just let it go that we have forgotten what it means to stand up and say, look, we've as much as we'd like another shit sandwich, perhaps maybe something to drink to wash the shit taste out of our mouth. Maybe some truth would be good. Why don't you tell us what really happened? You know, what really happened on 9/11? What really happened with JFK? What happened at Roswell? What, you know, just tell us the damn truth. We're human beings. We might be a little weird, but you know, we've got this. You know, we can accept the truth as being told. What we can't accept is what you did to cover it up. That's the problem. See, that it's not that they worry about us being able to handle the truth. It's whether or not we're willing to tolerate the fact that, yeah, we fucking lied to you guys for 75 years. What are you going to do? Well, you know, what would we do? What would if you were to find out today that two crash sites, two alien crash sites in 1947 took place in Arizona, and they recovered alien bodies, and they recovered alien ships, and from that point on, they were changing our society because they had technology that they were able to incorporate into not only the military-industrial complex, but into our everyday lives in order to further move us along technologically, but also able to manipulate us and control us through the media, through all of this technology that we've got. Suddenly we're slaves to our cell phones. Suddenly we're slaves to our tablets and our televisions and our internet and all these things. We're paying money for all of this stuff when we should have been able to, I don't know, give everyone free energy. Maybe technology that could be self-replicating, self-healing. Maybe, I don't know, medicine that would be well beyond our human comprehension, that we could restore people to proper health. We wouldn't have a need for birth control because we could just simply shut it off or turn it on whenever we needed to reproduce, because that technology would afford us that ability. But see, there's money to be made in pharmacology, and there's money to be made in petrochemical medicine. And all of it, all of the shit that we're dealing with right now, has nothing to do with the fact of what's good and right or honest and truthful. It has everything to do with who's going to benefit the most and how much money are they willing to pay for the privilege of knowing what we know. So from that perspective, you've got those of us out here in the real world, those of us who are, you know, buying televisions and buying cars and all this other stuff. Meanwhile, that percentage of people that runs the planet, that runs it completely unseen, we never see their faces. We don't know who they are. We don't know where they're at. We have never seen these people. The Rothschild family, they're just a front company compared to what is really behind all of the machinations in this world. This guy, the Rothschild family, might have more money than God, but you know what? Who runs them? That's a question. And then then all of a sudden you start to look further and further back, and you start seeing that there is an unseen hand guiding this planet. And it's only guiding it towards extinction. There's a massive cull coming, you know, and all of this stuff that we're talking about here with, you know, the extraterrestrials and stuff like that, the Amber Heard trial, you know, the abortion bullshit, the fact that we're going to be paying $6 a gallon gasoline here by August, all of this stuff, food riots, baby formula shortages, all of these manufactured crises have come about because the small percentage of humanity, I don't even want to call them humans because I'm pretty sure they're reptiles, has a death grip on our society and on our planet. I know that it sounds crazy, and I know that it probably sounds a little far-fetched, but you know what? I'm not wrong, I don't think. I don't think I'm wrong about this at all. Because if I was wrong, well, now that I think about it, I probably could be wrong, because robots from the future haven't tried to come back and kill me yet. I haven't had to fight any ninjas lately. No alien grays have come to abduct me. But that is a weight issue. I think it's probably because they're kind of small. They're not very strong. I mean, you get a bunch of them piled up on you, they can wear you down. But, I mean, you can still punch them like some kind of six-year-old kid, and they just go down like a sack of potatoes. You know, Bigfoot, you know, I haven't seen one of those either. Although I did have somebody looking in my window today. I don't know. See, that's the thing, is that maybe I am wrong. Maybe I am wrong about all of this stuff. Or maybe it's because I'm not popular and I only have like 15 listeners total. And only 13 of you listened to anything that I had to say in the last two shows. So obviously I'm not that entertaining. Or maybe I'm just putting out too much content. It's like, how much bullshit can I handle from this guy during any given week? Maybe I should just go to doing one show a week. Would that be better? I just don't know. Anyway, so that's my rant and rave about the UFO and all of the nonsense that we're being subjected to. I've tried to stay on the whole paranormal thing as much as I can, and I think I've done a fair job of staying apolitical for the most part. If you get a chance, though, it seems like the Daily Star, co.uk, I think they're the only ones that are, actually going after this story, this kinds of stories. And I think it's probably because nobody takes them seriously. If it was the New York Times, maybe, or if it was like a major brand of newspaper or something like that, maybe, just maybe, they would, they would go and people would start believing in this stuff. But since it's the Star, it might as well be the National Enquirer, which is oddly enough an interesting discussion in and of itself, because I remember reading that Weekly World News and a few others. The Star, that was another one, that had a lot of weird paranormal stuff. They had Bat Boy in National Enquirer, all that stuff. But in all honesty, how much of this world that we live in is absolute fiction? I'd say it's at least 90%, 95% of everything that we see in the media, whether it's presented as fact, I think it's actually fiction. And the fastest way to tell if something is fiction is, how much money are they making off of it? So that's a thought. How much money are they making selling this shit to you? Which is why my podcast is free. So, one last little thing. I did one Randonautica thing today. And this is going to sound funny, but my intention was to find a place where I would either see UFOs or be abducted by them. And it took me to a power station off of Beam Avenue in that area, up north and east of me, or north and west of me a little bit. So I actually took a picture of the place, and it made me look like a terrorist, because it's actually a part of the power station array that's there. But there's like this little hill because the actual marker point was this hill that was adjacent to the power station. And so I'm actually thinking, maybe some summer night I'll go out there and I'll park nearby, probably around that power station. Then I'll walk up to that hill and see if I can't get abducted by aliens. And if I could, maybe, just maybe, I'll set up some cameras and maybe catch the whole thing on video. Because then I would come back to Earth. They would probably drop me off. I'd have my friends take the cameras, because I don't want those things getting stolen while I'm abducted. And then, then we'd splice the video footage, and then they would ask me questions about, well, how do you feel? I'd be like, well, I don't know how you think I feel. I had missing time. I was abducted by aliens. And where the hell are my cameras? So there it is. No, I guess I'm going to go ahead and I'll knock this off for now, because I think you guys have been subjected to enough abuse. Technically, this is Wednesday's show, since it's 12:30 already. I don't know that I'm going to do another show tonight, but I am trying to be a little bit more timely in getting the material out. So maybe, just maybe, there might be another show. I don't know. It all depends on what kind of new and exciting thing happens. I know that today, later today, after I get my yard cleaned up and stuff like that, I've got some work I got to do. But I'm going to try to get some Randonautica stuff in, because that actually could be more fun than not. So anyway, I hope you have a fantastic and productive Wednesday. Take care and good night.